Back up. Peyton, how did it feel coming out to this crowd?
Well, it was a great crowd. No question, the fans were into it. It's a beautiful day here in Denver, and the players were excited. It was a little change in the routine to get out here into the stadium and play in front of the crowd. It really felt like a game atmosphere with the crowd and kind of our pregame routine. So I know it was good for me and for a lot of the players going into the game against Chicago on Thursday.
You kind of feel like you're back in Knoxville with this atmosphere?
Well, it was a great crowd. It's hard to make comparisons on anything. So it was exciting for all the players. I know players were pumped. They were kind of feeding off the energy of the fans, and everybody was into it. And it'll be a good film to learn from on Monday once we study. I thought there were some good things, some things we need to work on, obviously. But overall, it was a productive day, in my opinion.
First play,
yeah, try to go deep. That's something that you do, every now and then during a game. I could tell during kind of the 7-on-7 early on that throwing the short passes wasn't real exciting for the crowd. So the last play of my 7-on-7, I actually changed that play to a deep pass just to try to keep the fans from leaving, I guess. So and then we had the deep ball called early to DT. You're kind of looking for a certain coverage, trying to get a certain coverage, trying to get over the top. Safety did a good job staying deep. But still, I think even when you throw a deep ball early in a game, even if you don't hit it, hopefully it sends a message that you are going to go deep, and hopefully that can back the corners off a little bit and then take the short stuff from there and then come back to it again late. And I thought Demaryius has really had an excellent last 4 days, and obviously he's going to be a big deep threat for us. And Stokely made a nice play over the middle. I thought Willis had a couple of really good runs, and I thought Decker's back shoulder touchdown catch was awesome. It was excellent coverage by Florence, but Decker did a good job kind of holding his eyes to the last minute, and back shoulder fade's a hard route to cover. So that was something he and I have been working on, so it was good to kind of put that into play today.
You checked off on that one. It looked like about 1 second on the shot clock and the play clock.
Well, they did. The headphones went down, actually, which, sometimes those do on occasion. And so instead of burning the timeout, Coach McCoy just told me, he said, if the phones go down, just call something that you like. And so the defense was blitzing, kind of showing man-to-man. And obviously one-on-one on the outside, Decker and Thomas have to win. And that was a good play to see out of that guy today.
What do you think the difference is? It's a good excuse to get out here in this atmosphere and everything. But for some of the veterans, is this beneficial to you guys going for this routine?
Oh, I think it's very beneficial. Certainly the guys that I kind of hang out in the room with at night, it's Stokely and Dreesen and Tammy. It's, for all of us, it's our first time here. Stokely, it's his second tour here, but for the rest of us, it's our first trip, so it's all new to us. So anytime we can get into these game-like experiences, it's important. And I know we're looking forward to learning from it and trying to be better against Chicago on Thursday.
What do you think the difference
has been for you? I'm in a new home with these fans yelling for you right now.
Fans are great today. They were great. And like I've said all along, just from playing here as an opponent, I've always known these fans are very passionate about football, and I've always believed players can feed off the fans, and I know the fans will play an important role this season.
What do you think the difference has been for Demaryius the last 4 days?
Oh, it's hard to say. I just think he's made some impressive plays. His size and strength are special, and I think he's used that size and used that strength and that speed, and he's just had some consistent practices, and that's all we're looking for as an offense, is just some kind of consistency, not having two good days, one off day, being a consistent offense every day in practice, every game hopefully, and so that's what we're trying to establish.
Time for one last one, guys. Peyton, are you ready for this time in preseason, or are you ready for the regular season right now?
No, preseason is important. I've always believed there's different phases of training camp. I think there's a lot that we can try to get out of preseason. You want to try to see different scenarios if you can. You'd love to get some short yardage, goal line, red zone, two-minute offense. So I thought today was, the 2-3 and outs to start, wasn't good, but we came back, had a good long drive, converted a couple third downs, got a little red zone work, got a third down, touchdown score. So hopefully you get all those type of situations throughout the four preseason games. I sort of look at the preseason in as a group, as all four, trying to accomplish something. So hopefully we can make some strides in the preseason. We still have some work to do. There's no question about it.
For you specifically, for you physically.
I'm ready for the preseason on Thursday. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Peyton. Thank you.